With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Police officers responding today to a confirmed active shooter in a building at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Now, we've just learned within the last few minutes there are multiple casualties. The suspect, while not in custody, is currently, quote, contained. A lot of surprised people in Washington today. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announcing he is stepping down.
McCarthy's announcement capped a stunning end for the one-time deli owner from Bakersfield who ascended through state and national politics to become second in line to the presidency before a contingent of conservatives engineered his removal in October. McCarthy is the only speaker in history to be voted out of the job. The 58-year-old McCarthy arrived in the House in January of 2007 after a stint in the California Assembly where he served as minority leader.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, as President Biden steps up warnings that Donald Trump is, quote, determined to destroy American democracy, Republican frontrunner is responding.
In what was described as a town hall that only included questions by Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel, former President Donald Trump was asked if he would promise to never abuse power as retribution against anybody if reelected. Trump responded, except on day one. He says he would close the border and drill, drill, drill for oil, and that, quote, after that, he's not a dictator, unquote. Hannity asked if he would break the law and use the government to go after people. Trump responded, you mean like they're using right now. Trump criticized Biden on cumulative inflation, a U.S. border policy, and claimed he was an environmentalist, at the same time referring to fossil fuels as liquid gold. I'm Jennifer King.
Suspect in custody in Texas after six people have been killed, three wounded. Four of the victims were in Austin, the other two in San Antonio. This is SRN News. A California library is being sued.
Moms for Liberty recently hosted an event in a meeting room at the Yolo County Library on the dangers of allowing males to compete against females in sports. That is, they tried to host the event, but library officials shut them down after just a few minutes, accusing them of, quote, misgendering and violation of county policy. Moms for Liberty is being represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, which has filed suit on First Amendment grounds. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Salvation Army reporting some Americans are going to extremes in their generosity again this year, and they love it. The Christian ministry says solid gold coins worth thousands of dollars have been dropped in bell ringers' kettles in numerous states. This kind of thing, they say, happens several times every year as the annual Christmas campaign takes shopping centers all across the nation. This is SRN News. Correspondent Rita Foley reports on McDonald's huge plans for the future.
McDonald's is focusing on those basic menu items Americans know so well, like quarter pounders and French fries, which according to McDonald's make up 65% of sales system-wide. McDonald's expects to open nearly 10,000 restaurants over the next 4 years. That is an unprecedented pace of growth, even for the world's largest burger chain.
A 23-year-old nurse who just recently started her first job at a hospital in New Hampshire, was attending a training session on cardiac arrest when suddenly she herself had a heart attack. Andy Wong's fellow nurses quickly helped save her life, and she's now doing just fine. Taking a look at Wall Street right now, after a day of being in the green, stocks are off, the Dow down 62 points. More details at SRNnews.com.